Days are upon us, Indy. On today's show, we're going to tell you where you need to be on Friday evening to usher in the Christmas spirit, thanks to Downtown Indy. We're also going to introduce to you the People for Urban Progress and give you some unique gift ideas for the season. We've got a lot to be thankful for, Indianapolis, so let's get on with the show today on Edge of Indy.
Your audio and video source featuring Indianapolis tech trends, marketing industry champions, and business innovation. This is Edge of Indy, broadcasting from Edge Media Studios. Let's get today's conversation started.
Welcome back, Indianapolis. Hey, this is Edge of Indy. If you haven't seen the show, Edge of Indy is all about focusing on local Indianapolis entrepreneurs and innovators, movers and shakers here in the city as well as the state. We focus on people and organizations out there that are helping make Indianapolis a great place to live, visit and work. So we talk about this regularly on the show, choosing local and choosing local often. That's what the show is all about. My name is Aaron Sparks. I'm the CEO of Site Strategics and host of the show. To my right, we also have Brittany Simpson, who's the onboarding an outreach manager for Site Strategics. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Are you in the holiday spirit?
I'm in the Thanksgiving spirit, the holiday spirit, the drinking spirit. I've got all of them. All the spirits.
All the spirits?
All the spirits.
All the spirits on your desk?
Uh-huh.
Literally?
Maybe.
Oh, we got to check that out. Look, a whole desk of booze there. What's going on?
You would know about it if that was the case.
I guess I would. Okay. sorry, folks. Just... a little bit of HR there.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
I'd like to introduce our guest to our audience. It's Jacqueline Cromley Eckhart, Community Engagement Manager of Downtown Indy. How are you doing, Jacqueline?
I am great. I'm definitely in the holiday spirit as well. All of them?
What are you drinking?
I cannot tell you. It could be water or it might be vodka, and we don't ask, we don't
we
tell.
We treat our guests that's very well here.
Apparently.
At Edge of Indy. Well, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
We know you're a busy lady, especially ahead of Friday's event that's coming up.
Yes.
So thank you very much for joining us. You're here to tell us about the Downtown Indy's Circle of Lights on Friday, right?
Yes. So Friday night, 55-year tradition, lighting up the circle. It's amazing. So we're excited.
No pressure there.
No pressure at all, right?
And Travelocity named it recently one of the top 5 must-see Christmas tree things in the nation.
Yes.
What do you think about that?
It is a great honor, and it's an exciting tradition here in Indianapolis. It's something that people, you know, look forward to every single year. It's something that IBEW 481, they are actually our leading sponsor, and they've been involved with it every single year. Mm-hmm. So they put up the lights. Aww. They, you know, it's their way to give back to the community, and it's just incredible to see.
It's a fantastic thing. If you haven't driven around the circle, I mean, everything's under construction right there. I mean, there's a lot of different things to be able to look at. There's a stage right there being built, and boy, that's coming up in quick fashion. It wasn't there yesterday.
Yeah, so we started today. Actually, all of the installation started on November 11th, uh-huh. So Veterans Day. We did a special Veterans Day tribute, and the IBEW workers put up all of the lights. So I don't know if you've ever seen Installation Day. But it's pretty incredible because they have these huge barrels of lights, and it's a 2-mile-long strand with lights on it and garland. And they roll it up, and they have somebody up top, and they're pulling it up the monument. And so everyone's just walking the monument, like pulling this garland up.
Oh, my gosh.
It's crazy. So I never knew, driving down until I started working here, how incredible they were and how much work goes into it.
Gosh, to be that person who has to, like, be up there the whole time holding on to the
top. It is a great view. So...
No, that's pretty cool. Now, this event is certainly family-friendly,
yes.
Right? So what makes it a great event for the families this year?
Yeah, so we have 3 different performances. Mm-hmm. It's 6 to 8 on Friday night. So you can come out there. There's a pre-show, and then we go live with WTHR. Mm-hmm. So we are actually having Broadway in Indianapolis, The Mother from A Christmas Story is performing. We have IRT doing the Christmas Carol.
Oh, cool.
We have Dance Kaleidoscope. And then we have 3 performers that were chosen on Indiana's Got Talent last night doing their own thing. So it's great. Santa's there. A child gets to flip the switch with Santa, so really it is that family-friendly feeling.
How does that child get selected?
Through Carson's Coloring Contest. So if you're interested next year and you know any children submitting, they can color a light bulb. And this year's child that won is from an Indianapolis elementary school, and hers was so cute. It's like Carson the Elf.
Yeah.
It's adorable. So you can find it on our website.
So cute.
That is fantastic. We've been there a couple of years in the past. There's a lot of new activities here. What are some traditional activities of the event that we can always rely on?
You know, the lighting of the monument, the flipping of the switch at 7:53, that is pretty traditional. That kind of homegrown Indiana talent, we usually have one or two of those. Uh-huh. But we've never really had showcasing these performing art institutions here in Indianapolis. So that's pretty new, and we're excited about that. And then all new lights, all new garland.
Cool.
It's part of our Keeping Spirits Bright campaign. So it is a $2 million capital campaign that we've launched, and we're trying to really enhance the circle and make it a lot more unique and more of a experience all December and not just, you know, one night.
Can you tell us more about those three people that were selected last night? Because there's a Butler affiliation
there
too,
is.
Right? I'm sure you want to give a shout out to Butler.
Yes. So I am a proud graduate of Butler, and their dance team was actually selected. So they will be performing a dance to I cannot remember the song right now.
Is it like Jingle Bell Rock or
something like that?
One of those.
All I Want for Christmas
One
is
of those
You.
Good ones.
Yes.
One of those
it is a
really
solid,
good ones.
Yes. Solid song. And then actually the Tinley Collective. They will be performing. It's a show choir group from a high school, and then a New Age gospel choir, and they are from Anderson University.
Wow.
So a lot of big performers. It'll be great.
But everything local and some really good down-to-earth local, not just corporate local. I mean, there's a lot of really neat things that are happening here. That's fantastic. Let me ask you this. Who gets the job of actually finding out the burnt out bulbs on this giant Christmas tree?
So they test all of those before they go up, and then they test them again as they string them. So they light up the strand as they install them. So it's all IBEW workers. They are fantastic.
Yeah.
That would not be the job that I would want either. So
you see that one bulb right there.
So very heavily tested. And this year, since they're LED, they're supposed to be even brighter. So.
I like to be prepared at these kinds of things.
Yes.
And I know there's a list of things that people and families should maybe be leaving at home just in case they're thinking about bringing them. Would you like to tell us some of those items?
And the most important thing to know, too, before you go from a new perspective is the stage has moved. So you mentioned it's being set up, and it's being set up on a totally different side. So it's now on the north side by the Sheridan and Christ Church Cathedral.
Right.
And then, so that's totally instead of the south side. But you need to leave your coolers, your pop-up tents, bicycles at home, chairs. We're just trying to make sure that people have enough space and it's easy to walk around. But they can filter into that north side of the circle, and then we'll have three different viewing plazas with huge LED screens that people can watch as well.
You've got it all figured out, Jacqueline.
That's fun.
You know, it's going to be great.
It is.
It is. It's a wonderful event. So.
Well, and the weather's supposed to be pretty all right.
Yeah, 40 to 50.
That's not too bad at all.
I think that's great for November.
Yeah.
So.
I got to ask you about what's the significance of 7:53?
You know, end of the live show. I do not know, other than just 7:53, we end at 8 o'clock.
All the time. I was like, what is he talking about? The time that the thing goes on. I don't know.
Just enough time for Santa.
I listen to my guests.
No, I know. I just.
Enough time for Santa to get up there.
Gotcha.
You know?
All right.
It's a good time. I've never had it bad, 7:53.
There are people who write, you know, those certain times so that everyone will remember them. So.
And it's now emblazoned in my mind.
Now you know.
It's our new favorite time,
as it should be.
As opposed to 4,784.
Yes, the number of lights on the tree.
Yep. I was like, that's not a time.
That's not a time.
And 92 lights per strand of garland, representing the 92 counties.
Oh, that's really cool.
You have a good memory.
Thank you.
Very good.
I've never been a numbers person until this event, so.
Wow.
I'm glad we're impressing you.
Yes, you are. That's a lot of numbers.
That's a lot of lights.
Yes, a lot of lights.
Well, you've got a number of guests that are going to be in attendance. Anybody Any surprises?
Anybody special?
Any special? Santa special. Sorry, Santa. I'm sorry.
He is a big surprise. And then we also have the mayor will, of course, be there. They love being at that event. Yeah. A couple of other city luminaries and VIPs. And then just, you know, our entertainers. So we're really excited about them.
What do you think makes the location so special, the Indiana Soldiers and Sailors Monument? Like, what do you think draws so many people to that location, other than it's in the circle and in the center of things?
It's just, for us, too, it's just that iconic monument. And anytime you think about Indianapolis, you think about that location. And to be a part of that and to be in the middle of it all when you are doing this, it's just incredible. And it's kind of a showstopper when people drive into town. I know when I first came to Indianapolis and I saw that, I was like, holy moly.
Yeah.
And also from a veterans tribute as well, all of the lights, the colors represent a different branch of the military. Mm-hmm. So for us, it's really important to kind of give back to that monument and the reason behind it.
That is fantastic. We would want to talk to all of our watchers and listeners and help and ask them to share some of their favorite stories about going to the downtown Christmas tree. And it is such a draw. And the lights stay on all the way through Christmas, all the way through
January 6th.
So it's fantastic to be able to take your kids not only to the Friday night. We certainly want to have a crowd there. But also just coming downtown and checking it out and embracing the history, but also all the work that's gone in to really showcase and making the light shine downtown. It's a fantastic thing. So any of the listeners or watchers that are on the live stream, share some of the stories and throw in a couple thoughts there of your experience at the Monument Circle. What else is Downtown Indy going to be doing this Christmas?
Yeah, so outside of Circle of Lights, we will be actually at the IMAX Theater showcasing It's a Wonderful Life on December 5th.
Fun.
So
really?
Part of that goes to our beautification fund to make downtown beautiful. So that it personally is my favorite Christmas movie of all time. I cry every single year I watch it. George Bailey.
Yep.
So it's just, it's
Zuzu's a heart.
I know, it's a heart stopper. So you can come join us there. There's information
Awesome.
On our website. And then we also are rounding it up with New Year's Eve. So you can celebrate on Georgia Street with us and watch a car drop, an Indy car drop at midnight and ring in New Year's that way.
Very
Which
cool.
I can't believe we're talking about 2018 already.
Can you believe? It's like already Thanksgiving.
I know. So.
And it's all downhill from here. Like, the year is basically, not in a bad, in a,
wow.
in a positive.
It's uphill. We have so much going on.
In a good
on.
Way. Like, the end of the year, and then it's, the year's over.
She's promoting Indy in the month of December.
In a good way. It's a good thing. It's a
good
I'm not digging a hole.
It's like we have another great event after this on Saturday,
it's
too.
We have so much to look forward to.
Yes.
The beginning is upon us.
That's downhill from here.
You all know what I meant.
So what's happening in January?
In January, well, we will be actually celebrating our 25th anniversary. So Downtown Indy Inc. has been around for 25 years.
Right.
So coming towards April, we'll be doing that. So that's one of the things we'll be planning and we're excited for. And
very cool. So. Well, we're going to have you back around and talk about the 25th anniversary of Downtown Indy.
That sounds great. Yeah.
Well, how can we find out about Downtown Indy?
If you go to downtownindy.org, or you can follow us on Twitter at IndyDT, and then Instagram and Facebook, we're at Downtown Indy.
And then just parting thoughts. For any families, individuals who haven't been to this event, why this year?
It is extra special this year. I think that there's going to be such an experience from a viewing plaza and new entertainment and new stage. I just think it's really going to be incredible. All new lights. And, I mean, we even have 18 radio stations
That's
coming
incredible.
Out.
Yeah.
There's just this festival feel, and it'll be bigger and better than ever. So,
what's the usual attendance for something like this?
100,000 people.
Mm-hmm. On the circle?
Yeah.
Holy moly.
And it'll be a lot more people on the circle this year because before it filtered out.
Right.
And I think it'll feel a little bit different too.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah.
Well, and obviously we would encourage anybody who's down there to spend your money and go in those restaurants, go in those shops.
I mean, there's a Pacers game that night. There's so much going on.
Oh, it'll be booming then.
Yeah.
That's going to be fun.
So So
stay there a long time. make sure that you're...
Don't go home that night. Just
pretty much.
Hang out for a while. Yeah. There's plenty to do.
Just to make sure that the traffic is flowing. I mean, every time. It's nonstop whenever you have a couple events happening there.
Yeah.
So you got to be prepared for a little bit of traffic adjustment.
Yeah. Right? And there's plenty to hang out and do.
Exactly.
So there's a lot to do out there.
Well, fantastic. Well, we really appreciate you stopping by.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
You're more than welcome. And we're always watching downtown Indy from afar. Well, okay, not that far. We're
from down the street.
Yeah.
Down the street.
You're in downtown. Yeah.
And it's great to be able to see what you're supporting here in downtown Indianapolis. And we need more organizations like you. We also need a lot of social support for organizations such as yourself.
Yeah.
Well, you're not really an organization. You're part of
an organization. Right.
That'd be kind of weird.
Yeah.
The Jacqueline organization.
Oh, that might be interesting. Yeah. Yes.
Well, fantastic. We'll certainly love to come down there. And again, visit the Circle all month long. Well, if you can, that'd be fantastic. But take your family down there. See if you can participate on Friday night as opposed to jumping into the malls and this, that, and the other. I mean, go down there and spend some quality time and see what Downtown Indy has put together in honor of Indianapolis as well as ushering in the new season. So that's fantastic. Thanks so much for your attendance today. And we are certainly going to be lifting you up on socials.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're more than welcome. All right. We have a special guest coming in. And unfortunately, or maybe fortunately, it really depends, Paul Petit is actually on the edge. But in the edge right now. Check it out.
Real life, real stories. Let's see what's trending in Indianapolis. This is Paul Poteet on the Edge.
Whoa, look at this. It's not only Paul Poteet on the edge, he's in the edge.
All up in the edge today.
I'm in their special room.
It's the special padded room that we made for Paul. And he'll be screaming a little longer.
I like it in here.
Yeah, it's pretty comfortable.
Don't ever come to my room, though, because it's quiet and it's private.
Oddly,
and
I had plans.
It's just down the hall from a bedroom. So.
Okay.
Okay.
That's a little bit. I'm a little bit triggered there, Paul.
Every once in a while, I'll get people that want to job shadow me, and the problem is, in this virtual world I live in, if you want to job shadow me, you would be actually
I'll see you in the kitchen.
Let's go down. Yeah, say hi to Baxter and warm up our coffee. You want to, Baxter?
Know.
So I mean, that
we
would,
love Baxter.
It's yeah. Those are some of the modern day workplace issues, I guess.
The challenges of a remote host and a remote voiceover talent, right?
Right. It's just hard to. Sometimes it's easier for me to come to you. So if you need me to come to your place, if you're watching right now, just let me know.
Okay.
At paulpoteet.com. I'm booked up kind of busy this week for the holidays and all. But
he isn't a hologram after all.
Maybe next week.
He's not soliciting any type of stalker relationship either. if you want Paul to be a stalker, just contact him.
I hadn't thought about it quite that directly. But,
yeah.
But before you invest, read the prospectus before you send any kind of money to me.
Well, welcome. We love having you on the show regularly.
Yeah, it's a holiday. Yep. Everybody gets together for the holidays. That's what I, that was my thought. And I brought some holiday-themed stories to, with me also.
Fantastic.
This is like when the family comes and the one person brings the, the pie and the one person... brings the relish tray.
And the crazy uncle shows up.
With lots of bourbon. And that's me. So, is there a bell or something I can hit?
Yeah. I cannot believe you didn't
bring
the bell.
Forgot to bring my bell. Oh. That's the other problem when you get used to working in one place.
Paul, you had one job. It was to bring the bell.
Cut. We're going to have to start all over again.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
All right. So, we certainly want to wish all of our listeners and viewers a happy Thanksgiving. As we get into Thanksgiving here, there's a lot of stories that you brought to the table.
I brought to our big table here.
The dining room table.
How do you want your Thanksgiving dinner? Because I have it in a couple of different ways. First of all, I have Thanksgiving dinner in the form of a potato chip.
No.
Everything.
Maybe. I'm open-minded.
Possibly could want for Thanksgiving What if you didn't have to have the muss or fuss of eating different types of textures and sizes of food? Isn't that inconvenient? If you wanted to streamline that and have everything look the same, yet taste different.
Okay.
So you're like an astronaut almost with this idea. This is from the people at Pringles. Pringles.
All right.
They have created an entire Thanksgiving dinner in potato chip form. And that's the story from the Chicago Tribune, which claims they have like a food team of writers who say they were, quote, shocked at how much they tasted like the real thing.
So what are all the flavors? Let's go around the horn here.
So they have 8 new flavors.
Yeah.
And obviously they all look like potato chips.
They're all Pringles.
They're all Pringles, but they taste like turkey.
Yep.
Mashed potatoes.
Of course.
Stuffing.
That was a pretty easy one to do there, right?
Yeah. But cranberry sauce.
Ooh.
Cream corn.
Oh, no, no, no.
Green bean casserole. If you're going to have an Indiana Pringles celebration, you have to have a green bean casserole. I know. I never really got that one either. Mac and cheese and pumpkin pie. And they're in a TV dinner-like tray.
Yep.
I don't know if that means anything to you. I said TV dinner. Wait a minute. Do they still make those?
I know what a TV dinner is.
Okay. I'm never sure anymore. I don't know what exists anymore in the world.
My spirit is 100 years old.
Are you that much of a shut-in, Paul? Is that what we're saying?
And they slide it underneath the Studio B door to me. And so that's the beauty of the TV dinner. You can still do it like that. But yeah. I don't know if people still... Do you get dinners in foil?
I mean,
with
some
separate
people.
In little compartments?
I don't think they do foil anymore because of the whole microwave and the actual
explosion. I guess that would explode type of thing.
So, I mean, they've adjusted based on consumption patterns.
You know, not to run off the rails, but that reminds me.
Because we've never done that single time.
That's my format. that I heard coming down here today to do the show, I heard a story on the radio, but, you know, Thanksgiving horror stories. And this caller was talking about they had gone to, I think it was their mom, was doing this turkey. And the idea was that we're going to infuse it with beer. And only mom didn't realize that you don't put like the can of beer.
Oh. Mother.
And they're all getting ready for dinner or whatever. And then there's this loud explosion and,
and a wasted beer.
Like it flew out of the oven, the actual turkey with can.
A beer jet. A self-propelled turkey. They can fly.
As God is my witness. I didn't realize that a turkey that was ejecting hot beer would fly like that. Well, anyway, now back to the Pringles Thanksgiving dinner.
Currently in progress.
And we're going to get to a Thanksgiving dinner in beer in just a few moments. But yeah, you can get your potato chip mode for Thanksgiving with all those.
Honestly, that sounds intriguing. Minus the entire carb thing, but I mean, the kids would love it.
Isn't part of the fun of eating, you know, the variety?
Yes,
of having things look different,
textures. Yeah, that's weird. I don't know. Maybe for like a snack, but you're not going to sit down and be like, "Everyone, get out your Pringles. We're all going to eat these in the same order."
And the noise. The noise at the dinner table, right, if they're all chomping on the Pringles at the same time.
The team favorite was the stuffing flavor. The potato chip tasted just like the herby side dish that people, you know, always pile onto their dinner. So I guess it's just like real life. Everybody likes the stuffing the best.
Not everyone.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you don't like stuffing?
No. My stuffing here in the Thanksgiving Day Site Strategics event here did not go over that well.
Oh, really?
Team. You did not eat the stuffing that I prepared lovingly.
There's never leftover
stuffing.
Did you
put it in there after everyone ate? I think you put it in there at a weird time, though. Like, everyone had already eaten, and then you decided to put it in there.
I didn't put it in at all. That's why.
Yep.
Well, my family is loving it, so we're solid.
Don't waste any food.
Basically, I hid it for my team.
Basically.
All righty.
So that's you can have your Thanksgiving dinner in potato chip form, and I guess I kind of previewed the beer story.
Yes.
Now, when I got off on my beer sidetrack, but you can also have your Thanksgiving dinner in beer form.
Okay.
Does that sound more appetizing?
I'm listening.
I think we all are.
More than 6,000 breweries now in the United States. So brewers are creating all kinds of different flavors. Mm-hmm. And the folks at Food and Wine Magazine ran into some of these, again with the stuffing. Both beer and bread are made from grains, so the Crooked Thumb Brewery in Safety Harbor, Florida. It sounds like an OSHA issue about to happen, doesn't it? The Crooked Thumb Brewery makes a cornbread stuffing groot that's a fan favorite. Huh. And New Jersey's Cape May Brewing Company created a cranberry stuffing beer that's bright pink.
It really is.
Mm. I mean, would you drink a beer that was bright pink?
No.
To respect all of our fans who love Upland Brewery, absolutely. All the sour mashes out there.
That's true.
It's a wonderful thing.
Well, there's a gravy, for a lot of folks at Thanksgiving. Black Rocks Brewery in Michigan has the whole bowl of gravy. They describe as a bready and biscuity amber ale brewed with
amber.
Assorted poultry.
Assaulted poultry is the
first
best.
I assaulted it, then I have peppered it. No, assorted, not assaulted.
Don't assault your poultry, please.
That's right. Don't.
You'd run afoul.
Don't be.
There's no bell today. Ding.
Where are my crutches? Where are my props?
There it is.
Virtual drum kit. So you have, your assorted poultry spices. Mashed potato taste in your beer? Sure, can do it. Red Line Brewing Company in Burton, Michigan uses mashed potatoes to brew Mashed Potato Mafia, which is a stout with mashed potatoes.
Good.
And
yeah.
We're all very stout after we've had mashed potatoes, aren't we?
That's in my lane right there. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And yet there's more.
Sweet Potato Casserole.
I'm into it. I'm in now.
Funky Buddha Brewery. In Oakland Park, Florida.
I just love the names.
That's great.
Right. Funky Cold Medina is what they should be making, right? Funky Buddha Brewery has been brewing sweet potato casserole since 2011. It's pretty much a spot-on interpretation of a home-cooked sweet potato casserole complete with marshmallow topping.
Yes, that would be mine.
So that might be tasty. And there's cranberry sauce, Sierra Nevada's cranberry sauce. Saison, S-A-I-S-O-N, Saison. Hmm. But most importantly, have you ever had beer that tasted like Brussels sprouts?
Oh.
Brussels sprouts, ladies and gentlemen. Devil weed, that's what that is. I'll eat just about anything when it comes to vegetables. And there's things that I didn't eat when I was younger. And somewhere in decade 3, 4, or 5, I finally thought, okay, that's fine. Brussels sprouts.
Never got there.
Going to my grave.
Never got there.
Hating them.
Wow.
I can't... but you can drink them. Brussels sprouts beer, a small Canadian brewery called Stonehammer Brewing, created worst idea ever, Brussels sprouts sour.
Worst spelled W-R-S-T. That's awesome.
It wasn't a hit, and they haven't made it since. And green beans, you got that from the Tornado Brewing Company in Wisconsin. Green bean lager.
No. Don't do that.
Yeah, they're kind of that's nearly appealing. As soon as you start going into the vegetation space,
get out of it.
Yeah, stay in the meats.
You can't get turkey beer. I mean, the main course.
And the sweets too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Main course is hardest to find in beer form, they say, but there is a fried chicken double IPA.
Yes, there
say
is.
Say it with me: fried
chicken
double IPA. Made with actual Chick-fil-A chicken tenders.
I think we've covered that before. And if it's repeated, it's important. So we really need to pick that up.
Fried chicken. It's from Richmond, Virginia's Vale Brewing and Brooklyn's Evil Twin Brewing. Oh, yeah. Maybe that Evil Twin Brewing. That rings a bell.
Yep.
I didn't know there was Chick-fil-A involved, though.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
That's awesome.
That could be.
We're going to have to order some.
People say Chick-fil-A is addictive as it is.
They're not lying.
Into an alcohol orbit, you really be addictive. So now you've had Thanksgiving dinner in both beer and potato chip form.
Chip and liquid form. All right.
So now you have, if you have Thanksgiving, then you have Black Friday. And what happens on Black Friday? Where do people go?
Shopping. I stay home.
Go shopping, but they should be just shopping at home. But there are still people who go out.
Yeah, people still go out to the stores or maybe sometime during the weekend. So a problem I have sometimes, coming out of Menards, Walmarts, whatever.
Sure.
Any store that we add an S to because we're in Indiana. Your Menards, your Walmarts, your Targets. is I'll have that moment where I just
don't know where you are.
Look over the park. Yeah. I'm having it right now. Are you feeling that too?
Is he having a stroke?
I don't know.
I was just looking for a red light.
When you're safe here. Sir, I can help you. You're safe here.
As long as there's a red light on, I feel like maybe I'm at work. and I'm okay. But I, you know, sit there and I stare in the parking lot because I don't remember where I am.
I go for the key fob as quickly as
I figured that's why they invented it, right?
For people like me. Not for safety.
Not for safety.
We're sonar pinging. Where did we go? Okay, there it is.
Gong, and you wait for the light to come on. Well, this guy had reported his car. And, you know, so this is helpful if you're going to be out, you know, in the mall parking lot over the weekend. This man reported his car missing. 20 years ago, in 1997, this guy.
Oh, he's old.
He wasn't old 20 years ago.
That's right. He was younger then.
But
he forgot where he put his car in Frankfurt, Germany. Over the years, there had been no developments until now. A parking garage that was set to be demolished had to figure out who owned the car that was left inside. And it turns out he's 76 now. And the 56-year-old, not far from me, the 56-year-old man, turns out that at the time, the vehicle hadn't been stolen. The owner had simply forgotten where he'd parked it.
Well, okay, back then,
and at some point, he just gave up.
Well, and back then, they didn't have the...
That's right.
You had to actually use your brain.
But they did have people that ran the parking garage that allowed a car to be there for 20 years. You'd think...
At some point, yeah, wouldn't they have looked into it? What?
Friends, you know a lot of people are incompetent in this world.
But what is going on at a parking garage that something can go, you 20 know? Year, I guess that's why so many scary movie scenes or TV scenes are set in parking garages.
Pretty
I don't
much.
Know, because
yeah. Anything can happen.
Anything
can
happen.
There's some sort of time vortex, space-time black hole that all of a sudden the car...
Because, you know, it's always kind of, it's always, the lighting is weird in them, and you kind of feel like you're cut off from...
It always feels creepy, no matter what garage you're in.
Yeah, so, yeah, it was creepy enough that nobody noticed that a car was just sitting there
for 20 years.
That's just stupid.
So what kind of condition would it be? I mean, you know,
is
it in really good condition?
No, if you look at it, it's rusted out, and... It's not looking
and there,
good.
Of course, is the dude. So where's my car?
He just stopped looking at some point.
And so at some
you
point,
just think like, it's just gone forever.
And
I'm not going to look for it.
You know, it doesn't. What would also be interesting is I don't think it says did he collect on insurance then, or and if you did, would you? You know, would the insurance company have some kind of a claim against you now because your car? Although I guess if you think your car is stolen and if you can't access it. Did he have an insurance claim at the time? Did they replace that car with something else?
The things that happen in Germany.
Certainly there was no rider on that car.
and no rider inside of it.
Exactly.
Hopefully there was nothing inside of it.
The German newspaper revealed that the car had not moved an inch since it was parked by its forgetful owner all those years ago.
I don't understand. How is
and nobody
that?
Noticed.
No.
How did it not get towed?
That's my point. Is that, you know...
It wasn't until... So they were going to knock the building down. It was a demolition project. And that's the only reason that, you know, anybody made anything of it.
There there was a $6,600 parking ticket.
<You're> right. Isn't there some point, isn't it like a library book, you know, where it becomes, instead of an actual fine you have to pay, it becomes a wacky news item, you know, and everybody just writes it off?
Just say, you know what, that's not my car. Just walk away.
I mean, even the IRS stops after, what, like 3 years or something? They don't go back that far?
Wow.
Or,
you
know. wait a minute. I'm being told that's a lie. Oh, five. I thought you said lie. I thought our producer was saying lie. Oh, do you need a 20 for Thanksgiving dinner? I can loan you some. But yeah, after a while, you have to wonder what happens.
No. There's just a cacophony of stupidity right there. So.
So be careful in the parking garages of your shopping centers in central Indiana.
If you wouldn't mind, Friday. Because we don't want to have these absent cars.
These 20 years.
That's ridiculous. Yeah.
Well, 1997. I left a covered wagon somewhere on US 40.
My horse family, and carriage is there.
My family got as far as Richmond, and we were trying to get to St. Louis.
And some bones of a horse. All right.
So that's what's happening this week on The Edge.
Wow. All right. Well, with that,
where do we go?
Well, if you've got a vehicle, you can go anywhere. So, you know, get your car and, you know, hit the gas.
So let us know what would we be driving through weather-wise.
It's beautiful, it looks like, for the next few days. We do not need rain. Have we established that?
Yep. So
this will be the first completely dry weekend in November that we've had so far. Great for hunting, has it been lately?
No, it has not.
No, it has not. But look at that this weekend.
I love it.
Very nice. Very cold Wednesday. It's not as windy today as it has been, so that's good. Thanksgiving Day's dry. Drumstick Dash, if you're going to be in Broad Ripple, that's turned into, I run that every year, and I got involved with Wheeler Mission years ago trying to help them promote it. And it's like one of the top five events like that in the country now on Thanksgiving Day. There were like 20,000 people last year in Broad Ripple, so going to be cold, but dry for that. We've had years where we've run it where it's been spitting snow, you know, at one point along.
You run faster, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
So you can't give me a little bit of snow on Saturday or Sunday, huh?
No.
Sir.
Too mild, man.
We've talked about this.
I need a little bit of snow.
It cannot snow on Sunday. I'll be in the car driving back here.
But I'll be in a tree stand, and I need a little bit of snow for the hunt.
So it's not just a holiday thing. You're not, you know, going all Hallmark on me where you were getting sentimental.
So I'm hunting.
Absolutely.
He's hunting snow.
Well, okay. So we've got a lot of dry leaves on the ground, and all the bloody squirrels are bouncing around all over the place, making a lot of noise. Right. The snow is a big blanket of sound dampening.
That's true. You notice when you go outside and it gets really quiet. After a snowfall.
Yeah. It's creepy. And then the leaves are off the trees, and we can see a lot better. Yep. And they're moving.
But you just want snow because it's the Hallmark movie festival.
I don't want snow ever.
Oh, yeah.
Ever.
I'm with you. I know. And people, but there are people, trust me, after many years
I've seen it and it's
of
great.
Doing this. Yeah. People really love their snow, too. So I understand if you have dissenting opinions, but you're wrong.
You should think differently.
You should want it to be 80. You should want it to be like last season when we had like 10 inches of snow the entire season. Last year was okay with me. It was probably okay with you.
Yes, it was a good year.
Yeah, it was a very good year. But there's no snow in the forecast anytime soon. Yeah. Although we're up to two radio stations now in town playing Christmas music already. It can't be too far away
from
snow, right?
They're going to start just doing this in July and just go all the way through.
Well, if you have, you know, I'm sure people have dialed around, so to speak, on the internet. Well, I mean, you can listen to it all year round. There are formats within, I think, iHeart and TuneIn that play, you know, Christmas music is on all the time.
What type of person would actually listen all the time? I mean,
a crazy person.
After a while, it would lose some of its specialness, you would think, if you're listening to it, you know, while the fireworks are going off on the 4th of July.
It's the primer of a Stephen King novel at that point.
I'm dreaming, boom, boom. You know, and you've got the rockets bursting in air behind you.
Nothing says summer like the little drummer boy.
Nothing says summer like the singing dogs. Oh boy, Merry Christmas or Jingle Bells was it that they would do? Aaron and I will do
the
a little
singing dogs.
Big thing in the 50s and 60s. They used to play it all the time up into the 70s.
Absolutely.
Here, ready? 1, 2, 3. Ruff, ruff, ruff.
What is happening? Please, someone send help.
Thank you. Right? Good night. I'll be here all week. Right. No, I won't. I won't be here all week.
Paul, we certainly appreciate the drive-by visit here.
I am so puzzled right now.
Google it if you're watching at home right now. Google singing dogs. You'll love it.
Yeah, we'll throw it into the live feed so all of our audience can get a full glimpse of
next week. Grandma got run over by a reindeer. Stay tuned for that.
Well, Paul, we certainly wish you and your family a fantastic, happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
And we'll be continuing to lift up these stories post-show, and we'll talk to you next week and keep these stories going for the foreseeable future.
Just
keep, keep the home fires burning.
Keep it all going. Just keep it up, all of it. Keep it all up.
The whole thing that I do, I have to keep going into next year, too? Yeah,
pretty much. You're indentured.
Well, I'll try to keep them coming. I keep all of these stories in a parking garage, though, so wish me luck. If I don't lose them, I'll be back next week. See you then. 20 years later.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Paul. And
see you guys. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Right. Happy Thanksgiving.
This is Edge of Indy, showcasing Indianapolis tech trends, marketing industry champions, and business innovation. Broadcasting from Edge Media Studios. Now, let's get back to today's topic.
Yes, that was the barking dog duet from Poteet and Sparks. In
that
fact,
was weird.
In the feed on the Facebook Live, I've just added singing the barking dog Jingle Bells song. So check that out and stay on the stream. Yeah, but I mean it's a jewel of the season.
Hey, my thoughts exactly.
All right, hey, we wanted to introduce to you some guests here in an organization that we really wanted to bring to your attention. It's the People for Urban Progress, and I'm going to introduce to you our guests here. We have Emma Hagenauer, brand manager of People for Urban Progress, as well as Jessica Bricker, director of design and fabrication for the People for Urban Progress, or PUP for short.
Let's call it PUP.
Let's call it PUP. Well, welcome so much to the show, everybody. Can you tell us a little bit about what your team is up to? Go.
All right.
Do you want to flip a coin?
Yes. So, yeah, if you're not familiar with People for Urban Progress, we started just over 8 years ago when they tore down the RCA Dome. We took that roof. Our founder, Michael, who's not here with us today, we were giving him some slack earlier, but he was wondering what they were going to do with that roof and how we could reuse that material. So from that, the products, Jessica can talk a little bit about that, but those came from it, as well as some other projects around the city, like shade structures. And basically, we're rooted in redesigning architectural material. So there have been a variety of different ones that, instead of throwing them away, people have come to us and say, what can we do with this large material?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
She said,
Yeah. So we've been making bags out of that dome roof material. And then the money we make from those help us do projects around town, also with materials that we've collected. So we've collected Busch Stadium seats, put those up, bus stops around. I don't know if you've seen them. They're the four-seater yellow little seats.
Yeah.
And yeah.
No, like, your work is not only beautiful, but knowing that it comes from something like local and cool and it has history and stories behind it. I absolutely love that. Can you tell us more about the actual process for creating those sorts of things? The actual, magic behind the madness?
Yeah. So recently we moved. So we're in a bigger spot and have all our materials are with us and we make everything in-house. It's awesome. So we start with all these massive amounts of fabric. It's dirty. We have to cut it down into smaller pieces. Mm-hmm. Clean it. So that alone is a process. And then once it's cut down, we put it, we make like bins of pieces for, like, say we're making a tote bag, we make a bin with all the pieces needed, hand that off to the designers. We have 5 working with us now. And then they have all the pieces needed to assemble. And then when it's done, I have to quality check them. Which isn't the best job. I hate when I find mistakes. But anyway, so quality control, and then we tag them and put them on the shelves. So it's cool.
So where can they actually buy all this product?
So they can buy it at our new spot, which is at Central State, or we have a handful of local retailers. Silver in the City and Homespun are 2 of our top ones.
Homespun's going to be on the show soon.
Oh, nice. Yeah. So they're on Mass Ave. You can get them there, or you can get them on our website.
Well, very cool.
Yeah.
So let me ask you about the seating, because the seating is really interesting.
Yeah.
You got seating from a lot of cool places.
Mm-hmm.
Can you kind of go through some of the different places locally that you've gotten the fabric from?
Oh, fabric.
The seating itself.
Yeah. So we got the Busch Stadium seats. I like that project because we're reusing them, one. And then after that, the pieces can be recycled. So I feel like we're using all the pieces, you know. And then we also got the Hinkle seats, but that was a select amount. I can't remember.
That's awesome.
Maybe 1,000. Wow. I really don't remember. But yeah, so those flew. Like people wanted those.
Hotcakes.
We could have sold more. Yeah. And then we saved some of those that are also around at, like, there's some on our, at our campus, which are cute. But yeah, so there's a few of those around.
So those are some of the previous projects you worked on. What all is on your slate coming up, or what are you actively working on now?
So we're having new products come out all the time. We just had a new, our new tech dot came out just a few days ago, maybe last week actually, so a week ago. So that's just a bag that has 11 pockets. So it's just like for all your cords or art supplies.
All we didn't the
have
things.
A, yeah, 11 things. Pockets. All the stuff, all the things. We never had a makeup bag. Yeah, so whatever you want to put in it. So we thought that'd be a good kind of holiday gift. And it's using, that's more of the event banners. So we've worked with different events, the Speedway, other things that go on in Indianapolis, all those have more of this vinyl material that we've been able to use for this bag. And then some of our other projects, we're working with IUPUI. They took down redwood slats on their parking garages. And so we just started a project. We're going to kind of have more information about that coming out in the next couple of months. But we helped as more of a consultant for that project to design them into benches that are then going to be put on their campus. So last week we installed the first four benches. We worked with a local furniture designer, Donald Mead, and they're beautiful.
They're
Donald
really
Mead.
Cool.
And so, yeah, so that's kind of one of the newer things we're excited about. But
do we have some of the pictures of the product that we can have
get
a look
those, at? Get those pulled up.
Yeah, if you wouldn't mind, Jim, producer, can we pull up a few of those slides? So what's that? What's that right there?
That's the tote bag.
Cool.
We call it the lifeguard.
They're cute
it's a good
as can
beach
be.
Bag. You know, you can toss anything in there, really.
Very neat. Very neat.
That's the new tech top we were talking about.
Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
put
too
lots
cool.
Lots of stuff in there.
All the things.
All the things.
All
things.
Yeah.
So where what products represented in that, or what? Where did some of that fabric come from?
That one might have been from the Speedway.
Ooh.
Or Super Bowl banners.
That is so cool.
Yeah, it really is.
We have a ton of banners from the Super Bowl.
Yeah, go to the multi.
Sweet. Look how stinking cute.
I love these. These were from the Exhibit Columbus banners. They were awesome.
That is great. That's a great repurposing of product and also tied to the Indianapolis brand. And different events that are happening. So, I mean, you can certainly show your pride in where you live, right? And that's the essence of what you're doing right there.
Yeah.
Well, instead of just along with just making stuff, you're also more and more being utilized as a partner, right? And a resource for your services. Can you tell us about those and how we can help align you with organizations that maybe need you?
So, yeah, it's been, in the past, it's been really project-based. Like, there's been such a variety, you know, the seats, now we're working with wood, the materials. So, really, our niche is kind of materials that can't easily be recycled, you know, steel and plastic. Some of that is just easily recyclable, so that's not kind of our specialty. But really, we hope to, no matter what the material is, if it's a large number of it, someone could come to us and we're a bunch of designers and architects and a wide variety of skills there. So kind of what can we do with this material? And that's where we can kind of say, okay, sit back and what makes sense.
So the stranger, the better, it sounds like, right?
Or like, definitely.
Yeah.
So it's really, shoot us an email. We'll see what we can do.
And then you've got a lot of support here in the community. Is there anybody in the spirit of Thanksgiving you'd like to give a shout out to or recognize for kind of being advocates of yours?
So many people.
Where do we begin?
Alphabetically.
You don't have to.
Let me grab the list.
Well, Silver in the City and Homespun. I know I already mentioned them, but they're good retailers in town.
Such good shops.
Speedway is a good one. Like, we're taking on their banners and making bags, and then they sell it at their stores, which is a nice way to. I like doing it that way versus we'll just take banners and maybe use it later. But if we know that it's going to be made right away, like, that's ideal.
And they also see their product being utilized in a different way. And that just gives a feedback loop.
Yeah.
And they're going to be more invested.
Yeah, exactly.
In that.
Yeah. And I feel like their fans might appreciate it more in a way. Like, we might not know all. I mean, we don't have access to those fans. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of cool. But I don't know. Anybody else? There's so many people.
Everyone we've ever worked with. Anyone that's ever listened to.
Done.
Anyone tuned in now. My mom. Everyone.
My mom. Michael.
Michael's right here. You ditched us.
Michael.
Michael, I told them not to publicly shame you. But
no.
It's all happening right here.
Everyone back there setting up for our event this Saturday that's going to be with us.
Yes. So, all right. So let's tee that up because it's
yes.
a perfect segue. And let's ask you about the Small Business Saturday event.
So we're having an event on Small Business Saturday, which is this Saturday.
With mimosas, I saw.
With mimosas.
We almost brought you champagne.
Yeah.
We should have. I know.
As you're talking about it, we were regretting. So we're just inviting everyone to kind of come in the morning. We're just going to be open from 9 to 12. Mm-hmm. And so La Margarita in Fountain Square, they're going to have their food truck there selling breakfast tacos. We're going to have Long's Donuts, coffee, and mimosas. The mimosas are free. For those that are of age, yes, come.
Why do I have to be out of town?
Oh, no. Yeah, so it's going to be a good time. So we're going to have some sales. We're going to have, like, since we just launched our tech dop last week, that's going to be there for those who haven't got a chance to see it. For people who haven't been to our space, like we said, we're now in the same space with the dome and all of our materials and everything that where we sew, all of that is in the same space. So you can kind of come see that if you haven't had the chance. Mm-hmm. We're going to be launching a brand new project that we're not even going to mention. It's such a secret, so you have to come see it on Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it should be a good time.
Well, I've heard those mimosas are very, very good. I'm so sorry. Wow.
Thanksgiving had to ruin it for me.
Oh, no.
So we want to make sure that our viewers and our listeners know exactly where to find your product so they can buy PUP merchandise, People for Urban Progress, over at peopleup.org.
Yes.
Right? And the shopping area is shop.peopleup.org. Anywhere else physically, we're talking about Central State as well as...
Silver in the City.
Silver in the City. And
Homespun. Brad Ripple, there's Marigold and Artifacts. I don't know. There's probably more. Yikes.
Those are the main, those are the main ones.
They have Excellent. The largest selections.
Go shopping all Parsons. Over and ask for PUP products.
Yeah.
If they don't have it, they probably should, right?
Yes.
And
we
can start a list of all the retailers that don't carry PUP products.
We can shame them.
Yeah.
There is a place on our website that has the full list.
Uh-huh. Well, that would be the easiest way to get
the
information. But
yeah, just door to
doing
door.
A scavenger hunt and finding it would be way
I
better.
Love it.
Yeah, we're wanting to foster those uncomfortable moments. Oh, you don't have PUP products?
I think you do. So you'll need those.
So certainly follow PUP on Twitter, PUP_Indy, on Facebook.com, as opposed to any other Facebook.
Versus the org.
The nonprofit version of Facebook. People for Urban Progress, as well as on Instagram, People for Urban Progress as well. Any final thoughts about what you've done that can inspire other groups to kind of dig in and not only get local, but actually help the local economy? And you have such a unique perspective here because you're taking what the city has provided and how they've been advertising and the different events, and you're making it part of the personal apparel, and you're giving the ability for people to buy in, right? Mm-hmm. Choosing local is what we talk about all the time. So would you give a sentence or two about why it's so important?
Take your time. It's okay. Think about your answer. Yes.
Now I'm like overthinking. No, I think for our product specifically, like, they're helping support local designers, and it's like, just supporting a lot of local retailers, even, and just like salvaging materials that would otherwise go into landfill. So
yeah, it's very interconnected.
So I think that's, and supporting us, like, that's what you're supporting, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I think through working with PUP, it for a couple different reasons, but the environmental impact, I mean, it just makes you think when you can see what you can do with what you already have versus just trying to create something new. So, I mean, even the IUPUI project, it's such a good way. They could be just buying plastic benches or metal picnic tables, but you're thinking about, we have all this wood, instead of throwing it away, why don't we redesign it? And then the local partnerships just kind of come from that. And we just, people come to us or we go to them, and it's crazy when you just talk to people about your idea or you just reach out to people, what kind of partnerships come. I mean, that's how all of our work has been done. So just, being connected and reaching out to people is kind of, just do that.
I know. I love it. All your stuff is so beautiful. Thanks. So nice.
We really talk about how people will parade their thoughts about choosing local, but not really commit, or it's more of a shallow reference that they do. This is getting involved. This is actually truly plugging into choosing local and supporting local, and being part of the ecosystem here. You know, so it's a very tangible way to represent how much you're proud of the region and the area that you live in. So,
and a cute way too.
Okay. There it is. Yes. Well, it wouldn't be my first statement, but I like the tech bag. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is cool.
I'll get things lost in that many pockets, though.
That's the fun of it.
It's a game. Oh my God.
I already forgot that $5 was in that pocket. That's amazing. Yeah.
Oh, well, certainly check out PUP, People for Urban Progress. And I think this is a great inspiration for other cities to do this very same thing. So do you know about the cities that are actually have organizations like this?
We look into it and haven't found too many.
Wow.
So
good job.
I can't even, I can't even mention one, so...
And that just shows you how innovative Indianapolis really is. So kudos to you for being a
trendsetter.
I hope so. I mean, everybody needs to do this.
They do.
Yeah.
And so we'll publicly shame every other city.
Shame on you, Dallas.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being part of the show, and kudos to you. We're certainly going to lift you up socially, and we'll watch as you repurpose a heck of a lot of products year over year over year. And we certainly will give some links to all the shop pages and the different organizations that are also carrying your products. So fantastic work!
And good luck on Saturday.
And good luck on Saturday.
Thanks.
You could
join
and have
us.
A mimosa for me.
We will.
Thank you so much for having us.
All right. So that's it for this episode of Edge of Indy, and we certainly appreciate all the guests that we had on today. We want to wish you and your family a very happy Thanksgiving and enter into the Christmas season, and be careful out there on Black Friday. It's kind of scary sometimes. So go to the monument and make sure that you enjoy some Christmas lights and a Yuletide flair.
Then go buy some PUP products.
Yay. And then buy some PUP products along the way. This is Aaron Sparks speaking for myself, which I usually do. Boy, that's weird. as well as Brittany Simpson. Thank you so much, and we'll see you next week as we come back with even more local choices that you want to know about here in Indianapolis, Indiana. So thanks so much, and have a happy holiday. Take care.